You gonna read with us this morning? We're gonna read some out of 77th Psalm. I believe it's the 8th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Then we're gonna read a little out of the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. 77th Psalm. Appreciate that song they just sang. He didn't leave me the way that he found me. He won't leave you the way that he finds you either. You pray for us, will you? We'll read as little as we can. We're going to read a few verses. Starting with the 77th Psalm. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I believe it's St. Matthew, the 8th chapter. We're just going to get into the middle of this one, I guess. Starting with about the 14th verse, we'll read a few verses. It said, when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. 6th chapter, the book of Romans. We're going to start with about the 16th verse, I guess. It says, know ye not that to whom ye yield your servants, yourselves servants, to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death, but now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, maybe correctly reading, we've read in two or three places. We trust and pray that you'd pray for us for just a minute. We'd be able to get ourselves out of the way and do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The Bible says here, and I want to talk just a little bit, the Lord help me, this morning about infirmity. About an infirmity. Now, I've read in three different places concerning, and it crossed over the word infirmity. David was in a condition, and I read unto you that he was troubled, and he didn't feel like God had heard him, and he felt like God's mercy was gone, and he is forsaken. And he just asked how long, but then he come and he said, "Behold, this is mine infirmity." Now I want to talk just a little bit, God help me, brethren, about infirmity. Now that infirmity in the 77th chapter of the book of Psalms was not a sickness of the flesh. He said his soul was troubled and his soul could not be comforted. Then he come and he said, "This is mine infirmity." Brethren, the Bible teaches us about infirmities. It also teaches that God Christ himself would take our infirmities upon him. One writer said that the infirmities was taken and nailed to the cross, out of the way. Now the book of Matthew, St. Matthew, the 8th chapter, he talks about infirmities as being sickness for the most part. But brethren, it run across them that were possessed with devils as an infirmity. And brethren, it said that he took upon them and he cast out the devils and healed all the sick, that the scripture might be fulfilled, that he take away the infirmities. Now listen, that no doubt was a natural incident, except for that of the possession of the devils. Now I want to talk just a little bit, come down to the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. My friend, man had an infirmity. Man had an infirmity. Brethren, infirmity was a sickness, a haltness, a brokenness. Brethren, man was broken from God. He was separated from God broken, my friend, and could not get back to him. No, he couldn't. The infirmity, my friend, that man had under the law never did get satisfied. No, it didn't. It couldn't. Brethren, God and man was separated, causing an infirmity, a brokenness that man could not fix. No, he couldn't. Brethren, down through the ages, you all know about the old days. You all know about, my friend, the old times. And when they died, the condition they died in, and where they went, and why they had to be a change, my friend. They had to be. They died, brethren, in their death. And brethren, their holding and their waiting period was different than ours. Yes, it was. Brethren, they went to a place, and Job said all of his appointed days would he wait till his change come. Brethren, he needed a change. He had an infirmity. He had a brokenness, brethren, that he could not fix today. No, he couldn't. Brethren, and Job, my friend, being in the condition he is in, brethren, he represented all mankind. Yes, sir. He said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Brethren, that was for all mankind. Yes, it was. Brethren, there was something broke, my friend, and man could not fix it. Man could not come clean. My friend, between him and God, there was always a remembrance of sin. It took something, my friend, greater than man. Yes, it did. It took something. I look a lot when I drive down the road. I look a lot. And brethren, I've seen a lot of signs on a lot of church signage. Brethren, and some of them talk about the blood and what the blood cleanses. What did John say? He said, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Yes. Brethren, all the infirmity we have today. Yes, yes sir. Yes, sir. I remember years ago, I mentioned this from time to time. And I remember years ago being in revival meeting, and we was in revival, and I'd come up. There's a certain man got in the altar. Brethren, he was a crying and he was a wailing. After a while, he shouted, got up from there, and I never will forget what J.O. Jarrett said to me. I was standing right next to him. Brethren, he looked at me and he said, Randy, said he'd have been better off if he'd have repented. Brethren, I didn't understand what he was talking about. Hear me. Hear me. Brethren, J.O. had heard that man pray before. He had heard that man and watched that man. Yes, sir. And brethren, he knowed exactly what he was talking about. Yes, sir. I'm just going to preach it. The man, my friend, had roast near religion. Some of y'all youngins don't know what roast near religion is. My friend, it's summer revival. Yes, sir, religion. Yes, sir. Brother, in about 2 months down the road, they couldn't find that man in the house of God. Hear me. Brethren, they ain't nothing in your life that'll fix your problem like good old-fashioned repentance. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you too old to preach in this day. Oh, we need a lot of new stuff. I got news for you. You get right with God and you see how much new stuff you come across. Huh? You say, I'll guarantee you. What's the song say? He didn't leave me like he found me. Thank God I'm a new man today. Yes, sir. I had an infirmity. Brethren, people, a lot of times they associate, my friend, that of the scripture of infirmity. Brethren, talking about a natural sickness. And I do, and I will agree. My friend, according to the word of God, Jesus Christ himself, he healed people of their natural diseases, my friend. But you read it and see if he didn't tell them to go and see him no more. Yes, sir. Get something, thank God, that'll help you. Thank God, keep you out of the sinful world today. Preacher, I ain't got no infirmities. Yes, you do. I had an infirmity. Mankind had an infirmity. My friend, we had something that we could not absolutely clean ourselves up. Could not. Why? Why did Jesus Christ have to come into this world? And why did he have to put on the robe of flesh? Brethren, that he might be the overcomer of our infirmity, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Job waited in his day. He waited till his change come. My friend, we've had some just recently. Thank God to get in this altar. My friend, and proclaim that God saved them. Hear me. Why? Why do we have to be saved today? You must be. You must be. Preacher, I don't understand it. Brethren, you'd live just like them under the law. My friend, away from God, broken until you get born again. Born again. Listen, that puts you in a place, my friend, where the infirmity is cured. You hear me? The brokenness is fixed. The sinful nature you have, my friend, has died. I have to preach that to you. Yes, sir. People won't have it. Job, I ain't awaiting, my friend, to someday be made perfect. You hear me? You say, preacher, you're on dangerous ground. I want you to know there was an infirmity that you could not fix. It took the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It took him coming in, putting on the robe of flesh to do it. Do you know that? He could not have done it any other way. It would not have had the effect. My friend, the infirmity was in the flesh, and he took it away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Paul said, I speak after the manner of men. What did he say? Because of the infirmity of your flesh. Yes, sir. Brethren, man was broken all the way down through the ages of time. God done everything he could to get things back to where they would be together. And brethren, nothing under the law could fix it. It took his son, his only son. Brethren, it took him coming into this world. Yes, it did. I want you to realize this morning that you're a special person. Thank God God deal with your heart. That's a special thing. My friend, the better thing is for you to accept what Jesus has for you. Amen. It'll make you complete. Amen. That's what they sung. That's what they sang. Is it not? I'm not the old man I used to be. No, sir, I'm not. Bruce, I'm not. It makes no difference, my friend. You cannot fix yourself. You're not man enough. You're not woman enough. It still takes the blood this morning. There's an infirmity. Our infirmities he took and nailed to the cross. I want you to know all our infirmities was not altogether sickness of the flesh. David proved it to you. Said he couldn't sleep, couldn't be comforted. Huh? Sought for it. Thought God's mercy was unattainable. Yes, sir, couldn't get a hold of it. He said, nevertheless, this is my infirmity. Yeah. He is broken. And brethren, he could not get fixed until the fix come. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. You all know why Job said all of his appointed time he waited till his change come. Yet, he went on to say, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Huh? He know there's coming a day. Yes, sir. A better day. A day, my friend, to where his infirmity would be healed, thank God. Oh. Oh. It wasn't just Job, my friend, that waited for his change, but it was all mankind, them that died in faith looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir, their Savior. My friend, I want you to know they all got fixed, my friend, at the same time. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. We sang that song about the days of the week. My friend, and people get up on different days. You know what that means? That means that's the day their infirmity got made whole. Yes, sir. That's when they become complete. Yes, sir. Complete. My soul, this is what David said. My soul would not be comforted. He couldn't find it. He searched for it. Brethren, he done everything he could in that day, and he still had an infirmity. Yeah. Yes, sir. Brethren, Paul got to talking to him. He said, because it's an infirmity of your flesh, he said, therefore, What did he say? What did he tell them? He said, them of whom you yield your servants, your members unto. He said, you are their servant. Yes, sir. But brethren, after you've been made whole, my friend, your members are servants of a different God, my friend. Yes, they are. That's what Paul told them. He said, you ain't following sin no more. They was after the rudiments of sin. They was, my friend, conceived in sin. Read it. I know. You might think, my friend, well, preacher, you got to get off this old and this new and all this mess you've been preaching on. I got news for you. When you get out of that old and into the new, we'll quit preaching on it. Think about it. Brethren, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus this morning. I'm living a new life. I'm living in a new world since the Lord saved me. I'm going to tell you something. When I started preaching, I never did tell nobody. I might have mentioned it a time or two down the years, but I never did tell nobody at that particular time. My friend, the Lord called me to preach. I just thought, Lord, we're going to change this world. Glory, hallelujah. We're going to change this world, my friend. Can I tell you something? It didn't happen like Randy thought it would. No, sir. But I'll tell you what did happen. My friend, my world changed. Yes, sir, it changed. It didn't get me no more saved, but my friend, I want you to know these things in my life that changed. Yeah. Yes, sir, forever. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank God that I'm a new creature. I thank God that He took upon Himself my infirmity, my friend, and He healed me. Thank God, and I'm healed forever today. Yes, sir. Does not mean that they might not be some cancer or something that takes me out of this world. Brethren, but that infirmity that He healed is healed forever. Amen. Glory! Amen. Hallelujah! Don't have to worry. Thank God anymore. I'm a new creature. Have you come to that place? Have you gotten to that place? Naturally speaking, I'm a lot slower than I used to be. I'd like to think I'm just as quick and just as fast, but I'm not. I might be from here to there. But it'll give out pretty quick. Yes, sir. Preacher, you ought to take better care of that body. I got news for you. I'm taking as good a care of it as I can. I eat three times a day. And the last time I eat, I don't quit eating till I go to bed. Hear me? Preacher, you ought not tell people that. It's just the way it is. I can't help it. I got an appetite. I get up from a table sometimes and I find myself wanting something else to eat. Yeah. Huh? If I ate every time I wanted to, I'd be about 400 pounds. Yes, sir. Yeah. But listen. Listen. We had a problem. Brethren, when we was lost, we had a brokenness between us and God. You may not understand, and I'm trying to be as simplified as I can. And I want you to realize when God deals with your heart, my friend, it is not for your, my friend, against you, but it is for you.
Amen.
The best thing. Yes, sir. The best thing. The only thing. Brethren, that will take care of that brokenness is the blood. Why did he have to come in the flesh? Had he not come in the flesh, he could not have died in the flesh. Therefore, he could not have been raised. I'm going to say it, in the flesh. Glory, hallelujah. They wouldn't nobody thank God in the tomb when they went down there to put the ointments on him. Wouldn't nobody. Was they? No, sir. They was evidence. They was evidence in that tomb. Yes, sir. Preacher, what evidence? They wasn't nobody. Thank God they was a napkin that they buried him in. And that's all the evidence that was in the tomb.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It's empty. They've come out with a song. I don't know who sings it. They've come out with a song, my friend, that said they can't put him back in the grave. I don't know all the song, but that part caught me. They couldn't put him back in the grave. They can't put him back in the grave. He's not in there. He's not ever going to dwell in that tomb again. No, sir. He left there not to come back. That napkin was folded in such a manner, yes, sir, that in those days, them that saw it knowed, Crafton, that he was not coming back, thank God. Hear me. We had an infirmity. Man had an infirmity. Man was broken. Fellowship was broken. Now I'm going to say this, and I don't know altogether. I believe people, Lord, to come out to the house of God. But I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to make too many trips, my friend, but what they something get a hold of you. And sometimes that gets a hold of you, you don't like as a person. I'm going to preach it. I'm still talking about the infirmity. Brokenness. Brokenness. Brethren, there's something broke between you and God, and you have not acknowledged it yet. Yet. I like that word. Preacher, I ain't going. I'm going to quit going. I got news for you. It'll get in the car with you.
Yeah.
It'll get in the bed with you. It get on the job with you. Yes, sir. It will. Thank God. But I'll tell you what he really wants to do. He really wants to bring you right back into the fold. Yes, sir. It's not his will that any perish, but that all should come to repentance. Folks, we all had an infirmity. We all had a brokenness. I didn't realize the goodness of God until I became a child of the King. And when I became a child of the King, I didn't realize what goodness I had.
Amen.
It don't take long, brethren, to figure out that God's good.
Yeah.
No, it don't. It don't take long, my friend, to figure out that God wants you walking a different path. When you get saved, my friend, there's something on the inside of you that changes your course. Yes, sir. The course you did run, my friend, you ain't running no more. If you've been born again, ain't that right, Jeff? Yes, sir. You get born again, my friend, that course is going to change. It'll change inside of you, spite all that you believe. Listen, he allows man to do a lot of things. I preached one time on the permissive and the acceptable will of God. Permissive. God permitted Cain to slay his brother Abel.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But did you know that God did not accept Cain? Huh? Bible said he had what? Favor toward Abel and to his offering. He accepted it. He did not accept Cain's offering. And Cain, my friend, dwelt a vagabond. Yes, sir. Fugitive. Away from God. You know what Cain said about his punishment? He said, "My punishment is too great for me." Yes, sir. But in God's plan, my friend, in God's plan, forgiveness and mercy and grace was on the way. Yes, it was. It was on the way. Did you know that Jesus Christ was the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world?
Amen.
What the book says. Before. Is that not right? Listen, preacher, why did he send Jesus? He sent Jesus for you. He sent Jesus for me. And he sent Jesus for all them that will believe. Yes, sir. That he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
I'll promise you this. I'll bring my remarks to a close. There's more emphasis when it comes to talking about infirmity, about the natural sicknesses and diseases and things of that nature. There's more emphasis put on from us about those kind of infirmities. But I want you to know the infirmity, my friend, that we could not fix, God fixed it.
Amen.
Preacher, he fixed it through his Son.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
All them handwritings and all them ordinances, all those feasts, all those sacrifices that they brought, they could not bring a sacrifice without blood. In other words, it had to be living. Yes, sir, they couldn't bring a dead sacrifice. It would not be accepted. Would it? Couldn't bring a halt, lame, broke. It had to be perfect. Is that not right? As perfect as it could be. Without spot, without blemish. Yes, sir. What was Christ? Huh? What was Christ? He was the supreme sacrifice that paid mine and your sin debt. He paid it. He paid it. I'm going to tell you something. He paid it thousands of years ago, but it's still sufficient for today. Yes, it is. It's still sufficient. I'm glad when they sang the days of the week, my friend, that I can stand up on Wednesday day. Wednesday. I remember the day. Yeah. I might not remember the time, but I remember the day, and I know what he done. Huh? Yes, sir. I know what he done that day to this man. Yes, sir. And brethren, his benefits have not run out, Jeff. I don't look for them to. Did you know there's things in the storehouse of God that I've never touched? Think about it. You get to wondering sometimes and thinking and about maybe this or that, but I want you to know it's because of this man, Jesus Christ, that I stand before you this day. You don't look at it like that. That's the way it is. That I stand before you this day. Yes, sir. That's what I believe Jesus has done in my life. It's been a good journey. Yes, sir. It ain't over. It ain't over. You know what? When my journey ends, my friend, when you come around and view this old body, you can say it's over.
Yeah.
This side.
Yeah.
This side. Yeah. I want you to know something, my friend. I believe I'll still be shouting.
Yeah.
Huh? Ain't nothing wrong with thinking that, are there? Huh? Think about it. This, brethren, this man that you're looking at, brethren, he ain't going. But thank God that one on the inside gonna live forever, my friend. That's where the infirmity was. That's where he healed the infirmity. Yes, sir. My soul is satisfied. Yes, sir. Satisfied. I can say a little more than David did. David couldn't find no satisfaction for his. He couldn't find nothing that'd fix his problem. He know there's a fixer. He said, I'll just look to him on the right hand of the Most High.
Yeah.
He knowed where he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Leroy. He knows where he was. Thank God I know where he's been. And I know where he's at this morning.
Amen.
Don't you? His infirmities, our infirmities was taken and nailed to the cross. Out of the way. Come on, Mike, get a verse of song. Our infirmities, our brokenness, our separations. It's hard to think sometimes when the Lord's dealing with you that he's dealing with you for a beneficial end. Yes, sir. A beneficial end. When he saves a person, my friend, it don't just change things in this world. It changes things after this world. Yes, it does. I've got a home in heaven, and I'm going someday. Ain't you?
Yes.
Home. Home. Folks, home. I know what a lot of people's looking for, but I got news for you. I can't help but to believe, my friend, that God's got a bountiful table just for me. And I won't be preaching. I'm going to be eating. Glory! Ho! You say, preacher, don't think so. I think so.
Yeah.
It's going to be all what? Glory by and by. You can't make me believe no different. Huh? This man going to be gone. Oh, brethren, I won't have to put up with him.
Amen.
No more.
Yeah,
no more, Crafton.
Amen.
He's a pretty good guy. I try to keep him out of the way, but I just won't have him to put up with.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. Exactly. Preacher, I want him to take care of my sickness. I want him to take care. I want to tell you something. I believe the Lord can heal. I believe in divine healing. I really do. But I'll tell you something. When he does it, my friend, you ain't going to be boasting.
Amen.
You know why you ain't going to be boasting? Because you didn't do it. You hear me?
Amen.
You hear me? I guarantee you, my friend, sitting here this morning, you don't know what God has healed you from.
Amen.
Huh? I know God is God. And God don't never change. Hear me? It's not just your natural infirmities. That's not the reason that he come and bled and died on that cross.
Amen.
He come and bled and died on that cross because you had an infirmity between the soul and between God, and you could not fix it.
Amen.
You had no way under heaven to fix it. No man did until Jesus Christ came and bled and died and resurrected the third day. And after that, sent the Holy Ghost. Is that not right?
That's right.
He did not leave us comfortless.
Amen.
He left us a comforter.
Amen.
He left someone, thank God, that could comfort your soul.
Yeah.
Let's stand.